good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II with the Ralph Winterow Show coming to you live out of Alaska, where we have the minions of Satan in charge, or at least partially in charge of something. I'm not sure what. I can tell you one thing, it's not over. And the sources that I keep looking at, some of them say this guy out of England is a spy, a spoof, I don't know. But the one thing that I would rely upon, why would you want to impeach a president of the United States as a civilian? Number one, they can't even constitutionally do it. But, of course, that doesn't stop anybody. The other impeachment, there was no crime. No crime. They just can't make this stuff up. And they came close to impeaching a president of the United States with no crime. It just seems impossible. I mean, these people are absolutely pure evil. And then the banks are shutting down. And everybody's against Trump. Why? Why are they so scared of Trump? Well, I'm going to stick with Trump because I don't think he would hand over the keys to our republic if he did not have a plan. And I'm going to go with General Flynn. That guy knows more about what's going on up there in that deep state nonsense than probably anybody alive right now. So we'll have to wait and see. Was there any doubt about what Biden's all about? This guy's, there's nobody home, folks. He can't even do after he does something, he can't even talk about what he's talking. If he talks, you say, what did he just say? You don't even know. There's nobody home. Can you believe in America, 80 million some people voted for a guy that stayed in the basement that couldn't even get 25 people to show up? And the vice president is somebody that couldn't even get into the presidential debates with any standing, had to leave. And this is number one and number two. You literally cannot make this up that it would be possible. But of course, we've got some problems here. We have Ivestia. It's Ivestia, Ivestia, or Pravda. Those were the two newspapers in Communist Russia, USSR, that started in 1913. It's Ivestia, or Pravda. That's what we have. It's not media. These are communist newspapers. And we've been infiltrated by the communists. So we have communist Comrade Biden and communist Comrade Harris. And of course we got Comrade Communist McDonald. This wife is a Chi-Com. And since 1993, he got into the boat building in China. They have shares in that company in China, and he's head of the Senate. Does that tell you why he's against Trump? He's as bad as Biden's. Durham. Is anything going to happen with Durham? Ain't going to happen. It's a waste of time. Durham was appointed by Barr. Barr was a shill. He was another deep stater. Oh, we got to have the rule of law. We got to have this. As soon as he said he wasn't going to indict Hillary or Obama, all game over. What happened to the rule of law? These guys are just flat out liars. What is a liar? The father of all liars is who? Satan, the devil. There are very few that have stuck with Trump. That tells you right there. I hope he starts a new party. Patriot Party, I thought was kind of interesting because I actually started the Patriot Party back in the 90s as an offshoot of the United We Stand. When I found out that I went to Texas, when I found out that they wanted to have a incorporated and they wanted to be controlled from the top down, it wasn't really grassroots. I went to the convention in Texas, and I was down there with Dr. Schroeder. He wrote a book about the banks. He was out of Southeast Colorado, and his dad got beat up, and he had a second book. And I was working with a guy out of Kansas, and he said he got threatened and not to call him anymore, and I couldn't get Dr. Schroeder to give me his second book. I said, I'll print it. He said, nope, not going to do it. But I went down to that convention down there, and they started to show a video on abortion. And they kicked him out of the convention. We're not supposed to see stuff like that, what really goes on and when they abort children. We're supposed to see that. What I need to know, we don't need to know. And I actually filed in, and I got 5,000 signatures in Alaska. Cost me $1 a signature. I put people, I paid them to get out in front of the post office, was one of the best places, and the shopping centers. Got on the ballot, got in the debates. And of course, when they had the election, I went down to Election Center, and Wasilla and those areas where I was known was going very well, and all of a sudden I started losing votes. How do you go backwards on the board? Never heard that. They said, the next day, we left in the test stuff. But there's no problem, Ralph. If you got $40,000, we'll do a hand count. Oh, you betcha. And all I was trying to do was get the party established. I had to get 2% or 5% of the vote. I forget what it is now. It's been so long since I did it. This was back in the 90s. They had these Dubalt or whatever they call them machines. They were proven to be totally unreliable and crooked, and nobody did anything. Do you think Congress didn't know about all these machines being corrupted? Of course they knew. They ran on it. Majority of them, both sides. They had to be. Can't be that stupid. These people play stupid or they're not stupid. Just unbelievable. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. And if we weren't all in this together, I would say all these, I see where Arizona now is not real happy that they're going to lose their pipeline jobs and stuff like that, whatever they got going there. Pennsylvania should be just really happy. And then we close down a pipeline, piss off Canada, lose 70,000 jobs just like that. Oh, yeah, but you can be retrained to do what? I'm going to try to make it so we've got to depend on Iran again. Or Iraq, or on Saudi Arabia for oil. I mean, they're doing everything that they can to destroy our republic. They are against our republic. New York, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Seattle, Portland. Crime is going up and up and up, death rates. And we've got to get rid of the police. Defund the police. They're destroying the cities. Personally, I mean, I don't really have a problem with, Chicago. Blacks are killing blacks, basically. They keep voting them in. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to feel sorry for them? I'm sorry. I can't fight it in my heart. Wake up, folks. Y'all asked for it. Get it on. Hell, I think you ought to give them AK-47s. The Democrat could say the Russians are behind it. I don't know. I just can't believe that people keep voting Baltimore. Their children can't even pass a simple dang test. Nobody? And they keep voting them in. I thought that gal that had that ad was really great, but of course with a rigged computer system, she may have won. How do you win against a rigged computer system? You can't. It's an impossibility. No matter how many people show up. Because the computer system is always going to win. Make sure of it. Trump's up to something. I don't know. So is General Flynn. We'll just have to wait and see what it is while they are dismantling our republic. Communist China is here. They're in the movies. They're in the higher levels of education. Biden gets around and gets rid of the 1776 thing because that's white privilege. Hey, I got news for you. White folks formed this country. That's right. Christian white folk. And if you don't like it, I'm seeing so many of these blacks now is coming out. They want to start a racial war. How dare you? We're white. And if you're both a Republican, I need to go to a re-education camp? I don't think so. About 74 million people. I probably would not agree with that minimum or more. We may have a civil war. I don't know. I know one thing they're not getting is my weapons, because once they disarm you, you're done. Look at all the countries like Russia and all these where they disarm them, and then they go kill tens of millions of them. What is really shocking is how many of these big corporations, Apple, Amazon, all these big corporations are coming out against Trump. And what did Trump stand for? Did anybody ever listen, read to his inaugural address and Obama and him frown? He said, I'm going to give the government back to the people. What a novel idea. These people in power today, they don't give a rat's rump what they give us, a few platitudes just like old Obama. I didn't watch one dang thing. I went to sleep through that whole thing, woke up, and I said, well, I wonder if that dementia guy made it. He did, sort of. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't think there are people that do, but I'm not in the know. But the one thing that I do know is if they want Trump out so bad that he never shows up, because one of the things he was going to do was get rid of the Federal Reserve. That was in an earlier speech, and he quit talking about it, which he could have done in a second, because as soon as he did that, about half of this national debt just goes away. Bam. Bill Still was really up on money systems. And that would have happened. So he's got the bankers against him. He's got these big corporations against him. He's got all kinds of these countries against him all around the world. Just can't make this up. And what did Trump stand for? The Constitution. What a novel idea. Like I say, you read the news, I can't read much of it. I watch Biden, and I just want to scream. They're out to destroy America, make America last. The Paris Accord nonsense. That shuts down our businesses and lets China go at it. And we got the cleanest air out there. Facts are irrelevant. Facts are irrelevant. That's what's so crazy in this world. You can't get the facts out. They would have a 911 commission. Do they not know? Does anybody really know? Dr. Judy Wood. She was a genius. She was a professor at Clemson University. She gave her students, when they had that Challenger mix up about what happened, and she had to give it to her students, and they had it figured out in a week about the bricks and all that. She wrote that book. She got into a contract. They wouldn't let her out. I read the stuff. I said, that's right on point. That's all facts. I got Dr. Judy Wood out of that contract. I got Skype so I could go international. I tried Malaysia and I tried China. But we wanted to get it printed here in America, but it was too expensive. I won't say what the amount was, but we got it. I found in China to get it. And what's amazing, when I was validating the printing, it tracked back to some cities in California. And I called them up and I said, hey, what do you think of this company? You're getting all your printing them. How'd you find that out? We're no way supposed to know that. These Californians were getting a lot of their stuff printed in China because it's so low. Costs are unbelievably low. Delivered with freight. But this 911 commission, do you know what they did? The same thing they do with this global warming nonsense. A computer model. You can put a computer model to do any dang thing you want. It's irrelevant. It's the facts. And that's what Dr. Judy Wood did. She went after the facts. She's a brilliant woman. I have some great discussions with her. It's nice to talk to somebody that's really super smart. She's been screwed over. She had a bicycle accident. They screwed her over. She's got all kinds of medical issues, and they've screwed her left and right. Typical government nonsense. Instead of standing behind what they should do. Brilliant woman. Just like what I've heard me talk about is Joyce Riley. They were going bankrupt, and I looked at their stuff, and our senator up here was knee-deep in it. They were testing on our troops. I had money. I spent tens of thousands of dollars. Flew them up here, paid for the first video. We had the run of the 900-plus UAA auditorium. We only got about 300 people to show up. I sent certified documents to all these senators and representatives. Only 20 of those bastards showed up, and none of them stayed for the whole thing.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
review, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Well, we're back here, and seeing how this inauguration, yeah, I can't even say that word. I went looking today, trying to find out why they changed March 3rd and March 4th, because March 3rd, they used to use, and March 4th was the first day that FDR came into, quote, power, why they changed it to January 20th. And while I was researching this, I found out they were trying to change the term of the president to 7 or 8 years so he wouldn't have to stand re-election on what he'd done. They were also trying to change the House of Representatives to 4 years. But it looks like, from reading this, I've got to study it again, but I've got the Federal Register on, or the Congressional Record on this, is one of the reasons was that they wanted to convene in the winter months because it's too hot in the summer. And so they thought the when they convened after the new president was elected, that they were there during the summer when it was too hot and the sessions were too short. So they wanted to move March 4th back up to January 20th. And then the other issue was, if there was a problem, the old way they had the senators and representatives in, if they got some sort of a pissing match, like with the President of the United States, the old Congress would be making a determination of who the new president was. That was their basic arguments, in a nutshell. I still don't understand, but it looks like they used to meet in the... I've not confirmed this yet, but it looks like on first blush, they wanted to be up there in November sometime, and then during the winter months, and they didn't want to have to be there during the summer because it was too hot. So I don't know if that's true or not. You got to take everything with a grain of salt. But I like to read their reasons, and it's in the Congressional Record. So I'm going to reread it again, and then I will be publishing it to my list for other people to... I have a lot of the Federal Register, or a Federal Congressional Record, for all of these years around the early 1900s, 1930s, and 1940s. I got them. I'm not going to say how I got them, but I got them, because they're not available to the public. You have to pay to get them. And if you get on my IRS list and... you want a copy of all this? That's part of all those congressional records. Is all part of the information that I had that I put on that. So, because I'd like it to get it out there. The only place you can find this is Heinz Online, and they don't like you to get a complete year. They'll stop you. They want you just to go in there and do a search and. Now, why isn't the Congressional Record on the internet for you and for everybody to read? Because we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know. You would not believe some of the stuff I found in there. That's why I found out about the Administrative Procedures Act. I found out about the Headless Fourth Branch of Government. And that was a book that, a research that FDR did in 1937, a 400-page book. And boy, it's worth looking at. I tell you, it's because the government was out of control. And what I found in this, let's see, on March 3rd, the last day that Hoover was in, he signed one of many things was 1,006 statutes were repealed. 1,006 statutes. Basically, how can you do that? And then I was looking in the, all this makes sense when you finally start, all these pieces start making sense. And then in 1935, they did the Federal Register Act, and they made the Federal Register a federal agency. The President of the United States Federal Register means President of the United States. That's where he does the, quote, authority of the executive orders. Okay? They have to be published in the Federal Register. Now, interestingly enough, when I got up and checked this morning, none of the executive orders of Biden show up. Now, I don't know there's some reason why they're not there yet, or if it takes a while to get them there, I don't know, but there was none of them there 4 days later of what Biden supposedly has signed. Some people are saying some of those were blank. I don't know. I haven't looked at any of that. But what we can prove, March 3rd, 1,006 statutes were repealed. And then the Federal Register Act came along in 1935. And this is a House, this is a report that they put out. It's number 280 by the House of Representatives. And this is really enlightening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And this is just amazing. I mean, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that guy, I'm telling you, he's like a lot of our presidents. I'm telling you, they, what they did is just unbelievable. So we have 1,006 statutes on March 3rd, 1934. And then we have March 4th, FDR and his New Deal, and they put in something called the National Recovery Administration. And this is out of this House report. This is 1935, looking back. It said in the first 15 months, the president alone issued 674 executive orders. That's FDR. 674, 1,400 pages. Under the National Recovery Act, 2,998 administrative orders. And they say right in here, the National Recovery Administration, some 10,000 pages, and they got quotation marks of law. Greater than all the statutory law in the United States Code. They talk about it. They go on to say that these agencies don't even know their own regulations. They're just wild, and so is FDR. They print this stuff. So you just can't make it up. And then they go on to say, you know, we got a justification. Why? Because England, as far as back as 1890, they had a Rules Publication Act of 1993. And Canada, India, New Zealand, and South Africa, and most Latin countries have their official gazettes. It's high time we had ours. Oh, you betcha. Why is a federal act, federal register important? Because in Section 7, they have to, it's judicially noticed, whatever in there. Whatever they publish in the Federal Register is judicially noticed. That's in Section 7. And anything that has the effect on something, I forget what the exact words are in Section 5. If it's going to affect, quote, our lives, it has to be in the Federal Register. How many people know how the Federal Register works? God, it took me a long time of chasing my tail around to understand it. Once you see it, it's right there. They were overthrowing our republic. By 1937, it was gone. 1948, it's really gone. What happened in 1934? June 19th, 1934. A little simple act. It says the Supreme Court of the United States shall have the power to prescribe by general rules for the District Courts of the United States and for courts of the District of Columbia the forms. First of all, you can't mix up District Courts of the United States and District Courts of the District of Columbia because they are 100% different. One is under the plenary power of Congress in D.C. The ones outside in the several states are limited jurisdiction courts. But anyway, they say, and procedure in civil actions of law. We got one form of action. You can't do that. I got it documented ad nauseum. Only for citizens of the United States. But they were saying one form of action. The courts of the United States are bound to the English common law. They are bound to cases in law and equity. And our founding fathers were so smart, they put ordain and establish in Article 3, as they did at the beginning of the Constitution of the United States. Why did they put it in Article 3? Because if we do not have courts of the United States, Article 3, we have no remedy. And that's where we are today. There's no remedy. There are no Article 3 courts except the Constitution, except the Supreme Court of the United States. And it is, if I find the case here, it is coming back to, because in the Attorney General opinion of 1941, when they were trying to figure out how to bring in the Administrative Procedures Act, how to rein in all these agencies, and the only purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, they tried the Logan Act in 1940 and it was vetoed. The only purpose was to make what's called substantive regulation, legislative rules, that have the force and effect of law. They wanted a procedure that they could point to for regulations and say, the people have to obey that if you're a citizen of the United States. They print that. Are you taught that? No. Was I taught that? No. Of course not. We are being ruled by agencies. Now the next question. They go on to say here back in 1934, because you see, they had to modify the Judiciary Act because after the Civil War, they had what they called the Reconstruction Act, and they weren't lying. They reconstructed our republic. And they made a citizen of the United States subject to the jurisdiction thereof. 14th Amendment. Subject to the jurisdiction, and in summary, I have the definition, but what it really means, it says, is it's an implied law contract. You have to submit voluntarily to it, and you're screwed, and the other side doesn't have to do a dang thing. That's what it really means in plain English. That's their definition of it. Curtis Lyson in North Carolina took on a judge because, you see, they say the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, and there are a few states I found out do not do that. That's part of that motor voter nonsense. As soon as you get a driver's license, well, you're good to go. You're signed up to vote, because the only people that can vote are citizens of the United States. And the ones that haven't adopted the National Voter Registration Act, there's about six of them that this person sent me, and I just checked out a couple of them, and it's on. It's true. But the only authority to go to the voting thing is you have to be a citizen of the United States. Does a citizen of the United States have any political rights? And the answer is an unequivocally, absolutely, positively, irrefutably proven, absolutely not. All the citizen of the United States has is we can take on the character and we have civil rights. Have no political rights. The right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage, is not a citizen of the United States. Don't got it. And all of these states mandate it. That's what's so crazy. They don't have any authority to do it. Only Congress can do that. It's out of the Slaughterhouse and the Cruikshank cases. They say a citizen of the United States, unless the state actors or the state law gets out of line, Congress is not supposed to be doing anything as a citizen of the United States. Nothing. That's right in the Supreme Court cases. So why is everybody doing it? Because it feels so dang good. I am a citizen of the United States. Yeehaw. What does it mean? Oh, I'm not taught to. It just feels good. I get nice benefits. But they did this. 1934. Because, well, first of all, after the Reconstruction Acts, and of course in 1866, they did the 14 Stat 27, citizen of the United States, same rights as a white citizen. It's still in the code. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. Go look it up. Same rights as a white citizen, but I be white. Oh, that's that white privilege, I'll bet you. You think? Read the 14th Amendment. It says, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does that mean? That means I have to voluntarily step into the gates of hell and put Congress in charge of my life. That's what it means. Because if the citizens of the several states are not exercising their political rights, who do you think has it? I can tell you who. Congress. They print it, folks. I got 110 cases documented. The United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I got all kinds of Supreme Court cases saying the sovereignty resides in the people. So who is the United States of America? That sure as a heck not you and me. And when did that show up? 1913. Why? I just stumbled across that. Because as soon as the 17th Amendment passed in the House of Representatives, it's still in the Constitution. It's the people of the several states. That's in Article 1. In the 17th, the legislatures are supposed to elect the senators, but they don't. They put it back to citizens of the United States in the 17th Amendment in 1913. Guess what happened? The United States no longer is a real party of interest. That's 1913. It goes to the United States of America. Go look at all your court cases. They say United States of America, you're civil and criminal. They prosecute people as United States of America. That's Congress. I got 110 cases. I put in the public record with the case numbers, all the stuff. They're doing it right in front of the people. So what did they do in 1934? They are going to have one form of action. And they said, the rule shall not abridge, enlarge, nor modify substantive rights of any litigant. What does that mean? It means you're guilty and you have to prove you're innocent. It also means, because they're getting set up in 1948, there are no constitutional courts. They also say, there shall be take effect 6 months after the promulgation, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. Really? They keep the trial by jury as inviolate in this. It's only two little short paragraphs. Now, the several states can have one form of action. New York started 1948. Several states can do that. But when they get into the constitutional courts, the limited jurisdiction, they are bound by Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. They're bound by it. They can't get around it. Because it said, what? Establish and ordain. And the Supreme Court says, it's got to be there. There's none there. How do we know that? I mean, they put it in the closet. I started tracking this through after the Reconstruction Acts in the 1871. We all of a sudden have something called a federal question. What the heck is that? We got to 1871 and something pops up. Oh, that's about citizens of the United States. Because, you see, they don't have any standing with the Constitution of the United States. So then in 1875, what do we do? Well, let's see, we have to modify the Judiciary Act of 1789. Why would we have to do that? Oh, that's right, we have citizens of the United States. Then in the early 1890s, we started the civil courts, like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We started those in the 1890s. We come along in 1911, and I couldn't figure it out. We had circuit courts of the United States. Those are constitutional courts. If they made a decision, it was good anywhere in these United States. But in 1911, the judicial power didn't go from the circuit courts of the United States, which they abolished, to the circuit courts of appeal. I said, why is that? They put the judicial power, they print it to the lower court, district courts of the United States, because that was the only constitutional court left in 1911. So the judicial power had to go to a lower court, couldn't go to the Circuit Courts of Appeals. If anybody knows anything about briefing, I mean, all these circuit courts of appeal are only good in their little corner of the world. They're not good all across our country because they're not constitutional courts. That's important. We did that 17th Amendment. And why is that so important? Because there are only two parties to the Constitution of the United States and the first 12 amendments. It's the people of the several states and the several states. That's in the 10th Amendment. And Curtis Lyson put into the, he's suing a judge that don't have any authority because there are no elections for public officers in the several states. They print it. It's in the National Voter Registration Act. Or if it's only by a citizen of the United States, there's no elections. That's in that 185 ALR. You haven't seen it, I'll send it to you. I didn't realize the 11th Amendment was there too. They have immunity in the 11th Amendment. No, they don't. Because if you're a citizen of the United States, you have no, the 10th and 11th are irrelevant. They say so. The 14th trumps it. How in the holy heck can the 14th Amendment get rid of the Constitution of the United States, the first Bill of Rights at 11 and 12? When it says at the end of 13 and 14 and 15, Congress can legislate over it? That put Congress in charge. But we have to volunteer for it. And people just don't get it. I don't know why. I've went over it a lot of different ways. I thought, but I found Esau in the Bible, when he lost his birthright, coughed it up, lost his property and stuff, and the Creator was really PO'd at him. Our birthright is the most important thing we have, is where we land in this country, in the world. People would love to have a birthright in one of the several states. That's why they fight to get here. And even what's so crazy, yes, I've got to get some questions for senators and representatives. You're going to grant amnesty. Okay, what does that mean? Obama's going to grant amnesty to all these people that opened up the borders. Come on in. Let's destroy our republic. I'm working with Satan. I want to destroy the republic. We can't have a border or a country without a wall. They walked in D.C., didn't they? I can't walk in here.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, we're back here. So they did the civil in 1934. In 1940, they did the same thing to the criminal. One form of action. All laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. So we're guilty until proven innocent. What that really means. Everything is upside down. I got the out of Gonzaga library, I got that 400-page thing that FDR had done by the government called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government, and it goes into great detail. It's an amazing read. There's about 60 pages of it, just killer stuff. It just shock you. This is the government talking. Or what's left of it. There's no laws of the United States anymore. We have public law. When did that come in? 1936 or 1937, I forget. And if you go look up public law, nothing, it's not laws of the United States. We have an overlay of shadow government. And it ain't really a government because we have to volunteer for it to be slaves. And we do. I've done it many times. Not knowingly, it's hard to stick out of it. Stay out of this quagmire. But they did it. They did the Federal Register Act and then the state plan. I have the state plans for every one of the, quote, states. Driver's licenses, child custody, all that nonsense. It's in there. Every one of them is a CFR. Code of Federal Regulation. And not a one of them have the force and effect of law, if you know how to read it. And what's even beyond belief? They made an act. $4,000 a head for adoption for the healthy ones and $2,000 for the special need ones. I think it's about $1,890. It's way up above that now. They put a bounty on children to adopt them out. I got the act. They give you a quota. If you get above that quota, and they say, get them while they're young. Why would Congress do something like that? It's child slavery. It's absolute child slavery. Like I say, this pedophilia stuff is just unbelievable. I think that's what they've got on Roberts, because he's gay. It's a nice word for it. We had a gay president, Obama, and we had Big Mike in there, Bathhouse Obama, Why do we end up with all these people? Lightfoot or whatever name in Chicago. God, you ought to see her significant other. Whoa! Great big tall dude. Gal. Nancy Schaefer was a senator down in Georgia. I was working with her. What happened to her? She's dead. Husband's dead. She was working on trafficking, sex trafficking. I was giving her the information behind the scenes that I'd got out of this, where the judge, the courts have a contract, judicial, with the executive, the child slavers. And the judge, it says he's audited for the amount of money he makes. They split the money up among the Department of Law, the CSSD, and the court system, and the cop shops. All that. They all get a piece of the action. They could give a rat's rump about the people. They print this stuff. Can't seem to get most people interested in it, though. I don't know why. Maybe it's that people just really don't want to know the truth, or they think it's not going to bother them, or I don't know. We're in trouble, folks. Deep trouble. And if Trump and the military and Flynn don't come along, our republic's gone. It'll never be back, I guarantee you. There's no reason to go to elections. Because if they're rigged, why bother? I saw where Lindell, out of MyPillow, he was trying to see the president, and they wouldn't basically let him see him. And he said, Trump, he's got it all documented now. He said, Trump got $79 million and Biden got $68 million. He lost big time. But the truth is irrelevant. Now we're going to impeach him for insurrection? Unbelievable. But see, the Fox is just... I don't know what to say. But they came along in the 1939 and did the Public Salary Act. Why did they do that? First of all, they did the state plan in 1935. That was the unemployment. They said, we have to have a universal unemployment for all you poor folk out there that are don't have a job because we've screwed around and screwing you. That's what they were doing. That was 1935.